We are on Daf Samach Beis, Omid Beis, by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a person was Koinam Yayin Av HaKotzer, and he asks his wine till the Kotzer, so Ad SheYaschil Ha'om Likzer Ktzir Chitim, is a Ktzir Seirim and is a Ktzir Chitim. The Ktzir Seirim is before the Ktzir Chitim. But since he said Stam Ad HaKotzer, so we say he meant Stam Kotzer is the Ktzir HaChashuvim, which is Ktzir Chitim. Aber loy Ktzir Seirim. So he has to wait till the Ktzir Chitim. HaKoil Lefi Mokain Nidrei. But now the Mishnah is Moisef. But that is also dependent on the mokem. That means if you'll have a mokem, that stam kotzer, and that mokem is ktsir seirim, so then he said stam, so it is to ktsir seirim. Now another halacha which is applicable, which is totally in each mokem bazunda, Im hoyo bahar bahar, vim hoyo bebika bebika. That means these mani hakotzer are on different zmanim. Bebika mestama before the har. So if it matters where he was when he said the neder, even though that the Zman Kotzer, when it was Chal, he wasn't the other Mokim. It means we look at the Mokim where he made the Neder. Let us see the Rambam. Ad HaKotzer Ad SheYaschilu Ha'om Likzer Tzir Chitim. The Hu DeChoshevu LeInshi. This is the Tzir Chitim, is the Choshev Ktzir. The korulei ktsir stam, this they call stam kotze. Hakel lefi mekoin nidre kloima. Mistome bechol moke mikri kotze tzirchitim. No, avo, im be moke nidre. Hurgelu likreis lektsir soirim kotze stam, hakel lefi moke nidre. So then that takes away the stome of Roiv Mekoimis, and we say this Mokim has a different lotion, so Mamela there, Stam Kotzer means Ktzir Soir. V'cheinami, another halacha is dependent on the Mokim. Mimhoyo Bahar Bahar. Af Bozeh Hilchinach Mokim Nidroi, the Mokim where he made the Neder. Shimhoyo Bahar. Hilchinach Zman Kotzer Shel Har. So then we look at the Zman Kotzer of Bahar. Sha'afalpi sha'acha kein yorad lebike, even though later he went to a bike, he moved to a bike, vihigia ketzir shel biko, and now, in the bike already it is the zman kotzer, is kiven sha'dain lehigia kotzer shel har, oser at sheyagia kotzer shel har, uchadi isa bigmo. That means you look at the mokeim ha'kotzer, where the Mokim Haneda was. It's not dependent that means where he will be Bishasta Chalais Haneda. It's dependent where he was Bishasta Asiyas Haneda. Ad Hakshomim, if a person said that he's Koinem Yayin, Ad Hakshomim. Ad Sheyehu Hakshomim. Or he said, Ad Sheyehu Hakshamim, till the Kshamim will be. His Ad Sheteiret Reviyo Shnia. So then, this man is the Reviyo Shnia. That means, the Mishnah is telling us two Chidushim. Chidush number one, the Mishnah is telling us, and this Chidush we had already before the previous Mishnah, that we hear in the first Mishnah of Koinem Yayin that there's a difference between if a person says Ada Pesach, Ad Sheyehe Pesach. If he says Ada Pesach, that means till Pesach will come. So he's also till the beginning of Pesach. Atche Yeheya Pesach means Atche Yetze. So Yehei means Atche Yetze. That we hear in the first Mishnah. Avopikain, we hear in the next Mishnah, that here the halacha is kol she'ein zmanei kavua bein omar ad sheyehei bein omar ad sheyegia ein eosa ela ad sheyegia. That means by something that there is an unclear zman how long it will be nimshach. So memele, so even though he said ad sheyehei, we assume he does not mean to say that the neder should be nimshach till azman she'ine yedua. It means bishlam, he says, achiye pesach, so the mashmor shalosha means till the pesach will go by, because he knows what he's getting in. It's another 7 days, and he wants the neder should be nimshach another 7 days. But let's say we're talking about over here, hadovol she'ein zmanei kavua. Let's say adakotzer, adabotzer, so there's no zman kavua how long it will last. So memele, so we assume that even though he said asheyehei, he doesn't mean till the kotzer will pass by, because he doesn't know what he's getting himself into. What if the kotzer will last 10 weeks, will last 5 weeks, he doesn't know. So adovol she'ein zmanei kavua b'hamshachosoi, so I assume it means that she yagia. So that is one chiddush in this bava also, which we had before already. Ad akshomim at she yehu akshomim, even to say that she akshomim at she teiret. At she teiret means till it'll start raining. Not, that's at she yagia. But then it says another chiddush, revi yoshniya. That means there are three reviyas, and we'll have later in Daf Samach Gimel the zmanim of the three reviyas. So since he said akshomim and did not specify, so there are in the three reviyas, there's the first reviya, the last reviya, and then there's the middle reviya. So if he would want one of the extreme reviyas, he should have specified the first reviya, the last reviya. If he said the Tchilas Akshomim, Seif Akshomim. If he said Akshomim, so we assume without specification he means the middle of the Reviya. So it's not outstanding. So that's why he doesn't mention which Reviya he means. Acheteret Reviya Shnia. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Loima Acheyegia Zmano Shel Reviya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, not Acheteret Reviya Shnia, when Bepoyel it will start raining, but when the Zman is that it should start. That means, so Segeit Menishton, if Lemaise is a drought, and Lemaise it didn't rain yet, so the nether stops at Acheteret at Shigiyah's Mano shall reveal. That is the Machloikis, the Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakam. Let us see the Ram. Zok the Ram. Ad Akshomim, at Shiyu Akshomim, at Sheteiret Reviya Shniya. Gimel Zmanim Hein Shal Gshomim. There are three Zmanim of Gshomim. V'chol Zman Kori Reviya. And each man is Kori Reviya, al shein shehagshomim roivtsim al haoretz. What is the shame Reviya? Because hagshomim roivtsim al haoretz is l'davoini. I don't understand why the Rani gives such a reason. The Gemara in Tainis, Davova Medbeis, the Gemara says, my loshen reviya, dover sheroiveya esa kalke. Something that's ma'aber the kalke. Mitra Balo da Alo. The motor is called the Baal of the Karke. Kim Hilvo es Oretz Bohilido Vehitzmicho. So the motor is called that it's Moilit the Karke. So that's the Loshen Revi'eh. So that's, I don't understand why the Ran has to give another reason why it's called Revi'eh. What's the reason of the Gemorin? I don't understand too well the reason that the Ran does give. It's called Revi'eh, so. Shekshamim Reuftzim, which we called Revi'eh. I don't know why it's called, Revi'eh. Uktani. It says in the Mishnah, the mitzah acheteiret Revi'eh Shnia. Mishum de stome, if he said stam and did not specify which revier, shniya mashma, she'eino mekademes kol kach ki revier rishoin, it doesn't come too early, lo'i ma'acheres kol kach ki shlishi, so the stome is the middle one, the parva one, it's not too early and it's not too late. Miu, Nechidish number two, loiboi achetaver, but you don't have, this man is not till it'll pass by, afilukiyoma achiyuhu akshomim, mishum she'ein zmanon kavua. Since this man hamshoche, this man that will last is not kavua, so we say, when this man hamshoche is not kavua, he does not mean to actually yavel, because he doesn't know what he's getting into, nor means actually yegia. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, actually yegia zmano shel revi'eh, af al pi shelo yodo adayin, even though it didn't rain, the svir elei, the kivin deim liridoso zman kavua, because when it starts raining, it's also no zman kavur. Shrei lefomim macheres leirek. Omrin in de bizman yeridoso chal nidroi, veloi biridoso mamish. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, just like we mentioned as svarim, that a person does not want to get involved in something that he doesn't know what he's getting into. So we don't say he wants to be magbul as man of Hamshoche if he doesn't know how long it will last. So the same way Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if he doesn't know when it will start, so Memeli also doesn't want to get involved in something he doesn't know what he's getting involved into. He'll say, "Acheteiret Revi Yishniyah." If it'll be Nikoinim Yaim, "Acheteiret Revi Yishniyah." And if it'll be a drought, what's going to happen? So Shem Yishemaim. So he's also in wine for a much longer period of time than he ever had expected to. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says something that is not mevura. So when he said, "Acheteiret Revi Yishniyah," means asman yiridas. We'll have later in Daf Samach Gimel, there's man in when it should have started raining. So that's what he means. Kein kach nire beina. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ache yifsiku kshomim. What if he said that he's making the nether kainim yayim ache yifsiku kshomim? So we have a machlekes tanoim atche yeitze nisen kuloi divrei rameye rabiudaimer atche yaver apesa. Atche yeitze nisen kuloi zoktaran daad nisen regilim shomim leiret. Tanya, we learned in a baraisa, hanoide ad hakayitz begolu. A person made a nether ad hakayitz. Hakayitz is this man when they start being loiked the ta'inim. That's the kayitz. But he made this begolu in Sofen Eretz Yisrael, which is mountainy. V'yorad la'amokim, and he went, then he went down to the valleys. Afal pi shegiya hakayitz ba'amokim, even though the kayitz came ba'amokim ready, so this is mana kayitz, hosa shegiya hakayitz begolu. So Bemis, we have to understand what is the Bereise Moisif on the Mishnah. He says, between you and me, the Bereise tells us the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't explain this. This we saw in the Ram. That means the Mishnah says, Im hoye bohol, bohol, im hoye bebika, bebika. The Mishnah only tells us that we go bosel the mokim haneder. But the Mishnah wasn't mefaret what the Chiddush is. So the Ran, when the Ran said the Chiddush, Sha'avi b'shach kach yored lebike v'gi kotsu shal bike kibin shadayin l'gi kotsu shal har osa shigi kotsu shal har chadisa b'gmor. But this is the Gemara said that the Mishnah didn't explain this. The Teferis Siyim wants to say perhaps, I mean, there's another ha'ore here. I mean, we're speaking about two different inyanim. The Mishnah speaks about kotzer, and the Baraisa speaks about kayitz. I mean, why did the Baraisa change? The Baraisa wants to explain the Chiddush of the Mishnah, so let's speak about this Chiddush, and half a pi, the Yored Lamokim. So the Tverasim wants to say that by the Kayetz, there's a tremendous difference in time between the Kayetz of Amokim and the Kayetz of the Golo. Afal Pikain, and by Kotzel, there is a time span between the Hor and the Bike, but not so much. So here the Bereis is coming to tell us, even though there was a tremendous period of time, and that means that they already started the Kotzer in the Amokim, Afal Pikain, he is bound to the Kayetz and the Amokim, he is bound to the Kayetz and the Golo since he made his nether then. And the Gavuch is a shtikel ha'ore. There's another chilek between the Bereis and the Mishnah. The Bereis said bein lechumra. The Mishnah said bein lechumra, bein lekula. Im hoya bahor bahor. So that means he has to wait. Im hoya bebika bebike. That means even though he went to the hor, he doesn't have to wait. It also is the Mokim Neder, and the Bereis only says the Chumre Sheboy. So that the Rosh says, Mistavu Hudin Lekula. That's, we shouldn't make any diukim that there's a Psamachloikis. This is the Rosh. Zokte Gemore weiter. Oma Rabzeire Machloikis de Oma Adakshom. The whole machloikis, we hear a machloikis of Shimon Gamliel on the Tanna Kama, when he said Adak Shomim, which is the Revi Yishniyim, does he mean when the poil is going to rain, Ad Sheter Duk Shomim, Sheter Ed Revi Yishniyim, or Ad Shigiyas Mano Shal Revi Yishniyim. So Rabbi Zeira said a shtik teire. This whole machloikis is if he said ad hakshomim aloshen rabbi. Avol omar ad hageshem ad zman shomim koma. Then everyone is maidit Rab Shimon Gamliel, and as soon as the zman of the revi'a shniya came, even though it did not rain, the nether ends. So let us see that up. Machloikis do omar ad hakshomim. Kloima. Ki pligi tanekame v'rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Iboi ad sheteret v'iboi shehigia. That was a machlekes. He needed it should poil rain. Davke da omar ad hakshomim. Lashen Rabbi. אבל אומר עד הגשם אפילו תנא קמא מועדת עד זמן גשמים קמא ולא מיצה אלא עד שיגיע זמן רביעי שנייה. ואין איפה. ומקשהוכי, so the, everyone asks, אמי לי משמע לי נמי לתנא קמא עד הגשם יריד הממש כך דמשמע לי עד הגשמים. What פשט רב זירה? If Kshama means when it's going to rain, so Ada Geshem means it's also when it's going to rain. Why by Geshem he says man? And by Kshama they say poyo. V'nire be'einai. So now the Ran says a ganze shtik teure. Behainu taime. D'midine achi yegiya mashme. Achi yegiya mashme. Ad means when it will come. Chiheche demrina. The chol shein zmane kavua. Kloima shein lam shachosoi zman kavua. The Mitzvah says like this. The Medina ad sheyegiya mashme means not ad sheteirek, ad sheyegiya zman. That is the mashmois of the losh. Well, how did you get this? That Achi ad akshamim means Achi egiyas ban akshamim. The chiheched amrin, just like we said, the chol shein zmanei kabua kloima she'ein l'hamshachosa zman kabua. If I don't know how long it's going to last, loimoches nafshe l'sveika l'mitzabei. We say a person does not mean to get involved in things he doesn't know what he'll end up with. Va'ad sheyegiya zman koma. So there he zicha means, even says, ad sheyetze hakotzer. Ad sheyehei hakotzer. Ad sheyehei hakshomim. So he means, ad sheyegiya zman kshomim koma, because we say a person does not want to get involved in something that's beyond his control, and he doesn't know what he's getting involved into. So just like we say this by the hamshoches hazman ad sheyehei, that he doesn't mean to be mamshir the neder to hazman she'eino yodu aloi she'eino boru loy. So the same thing when he says ad akshomim, he doesn't mean to say when it's going to rain, since he doesn't know when it's going to rain. So therefore also we say he means ad zman kshomim, ad shehigiya zman kshomim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is 100% right. In Lomdus, Rav Shimon Gamliel is 100% right. That means ad zman kshomim, ad zman reviyah shniyah. V'raya l'dovo, and I'll bring you a raya, midiboy lon b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi klaz ha'shay le'kov azman l'mishte b'noy. He was kevei azman chasene for his son's chasene. V'oma koinem yayin ad sheyehei mishte b'ni. He asked wine till the mishte. He have kemish azmane kavua. Is it like zmanei kavua? So that means, so, yeah. Oy me'acha sheyochel itchoysoy v'la'asoysoy la'acha zman k'mi she'ein zmanei kavua. So it's ein zmanei kavua. So the Ran says, v'vadei d'hochi yiboylon. The Shal is as follows. Mi amrina v'kiven d'kova le'zman. Since it was a keveyas man chasne, it was keveyas man chasne for a son, Rish Chodesh Nisan. Loi masik adayte sheyitcho isoy, so he didn't cholem that they're going to push off the chasne. Hilka, so memelas, he was under the impression, so to when did you make the neder? Till the chasne. And he assumed this will be Rish Chodesh Nisan. I mean, but it was still the chasen, because the chasen will be Rish Chodesh Nisan. So what will occur if the chasen was stripped off? So since he had made the nether till the chasana, so the maise, so the chasana was stripped off, so the zman heter yain will also be stripped off. Hilkach osel namsha shei mamish. V'chol shedoch oisir lachem, he counts off, it came about that they stripped off the chasana, also, actually, so it will be also till the chasna will be. They'll push it off to Elul, so he's not allowed to drink wine till Elul. That's one side of the Yerushalmi. But Dilma, the other side of the Yerushalmi is, the kivin sheyedeya hoye sheyochel itchais. No, he's aware, I made his man. But what will be if things can always come up? Is loimachis naifshel is fake. So when he said, he knew that not this man another is mishtabnoi. He means chaydish nissen. That's what he means. Hilkachav gav dom atchiyei atchigiz man shekovaloi koma b'loy atchiyei mamish. So that is a sofik in the Yerushalmi. So the sofik in the Yerushalmi is, does he realize that there's a possibility that it won't be Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So Memele, and if he does realize it, so Klochi means Atchiyei Azman Shal Mishtabnoi. That's Klochi in the Yishalmi, but maybe he doesn't realize it, so then he's going very naively that the Nether should be Atchiyei Mishtabnoi. Then he could end up in that water by having to wait till Elul, or who knows when. Umikan, so that's, there is a sophic of umikana to lomit. The chol she'en las choloso is man kavua, but something that is, like everyone knows, that is no zman kavua, it's unpredictable, is achi giz manikoma. So when he says such a thing, kizicha means achi giz manu, hilkach. Kshomim she'en leri doson zman yadua. So kshamim zicha are unpredictable. One can never know when the yiridish kshamim will be. Midine kiyoma ad hageshem ad shi yegiyas man koma. So we said ad hageshem. So zicha, so that was Rav Zeirish Tiktoire. So Rav Zeirish said he said ad hageshem. It means ad zman hageshem koma, ad yegiyas man koma. Ubaho afilu rabbonon moider, but also be moider, this adava muskim. Miyu ba'ad ha'kshomim hu depligi. Now what's kshomim different? The kivin the sagile lemeimar ad ha'geshem, he could have said ad ha'geshem, v'omar ad ha'kshomim, sfirle le rabbonon, v'litfuye kosi. So he wants to be marbe, that not only this man, that the poilet should be kshomim. That's what the chachomim hold. So the chachomim hold the loshin rabim of kshomim. The yitter loshin of kshomim is coming to tell us that he wants it should rain. It's not maspik this man hageshem. He wants it should rain the poilet. Rab Shimon Gamliel svir alei, da afilu b'chi hai, ho mokmin alei adine, loy daiki inchi begeshe lukshomi, sa kshomim, akashe v'maisi, is not such a daikin. So memele, we don't build aloches from that yitolosh. V'chi teime, ibi she'en las chaloso is man kavua, is achi yegiyas manekoma, achdachsivne, so he says, if, so I'm saying a yesod, he says, the ran was machadish a yesod, saying a nupshat in the Gemara, that something that's ains manekavua, so without yiturim, we say he means not till it'll occur, no, he means till this man will come. Ki oma ad hakotzer, so let's see the beginning of a Mishnah. Ad hakotzer, amai mitzer ad sheyaschilu ha'om likzer. So why is he also till they'll start cutting? Habalola meima ad sheyagiyas man hakotzer. If I can't hear, there's no yitter loshen. In Kotzer, we don't know the poil when they'll start. I mean, everything is dependent on the weather and the rain and everything else. Afopish and Kotzer nadayin. The hockey heichi dein lam shachosa is man kavua. So, Teran, agriculturally, I'll tell you, just like there's no zman kavua for how long the kotzer will last, achanami en kavua las chalosai, fahavalei ka'ad ageshem. So, memel is like ad ageshem. Lav kushi. So, the Ran says it's no kash. The begeshem. Mishum di yedinan zmano shal revia. We know they will have machlekes tanoim. There's a zman when the revia rishayne should be, when the revia shniye should be, when the revia shlishe should be. It's machlekes tanoim. The sanye besomach. So there is a zman. This is not a zman that the weather predicted. This is a zman that Chazal knew that this is the proper zman when it should rain. But poil, if it will rain in the proper zman, if there's other cheshbonos by the Rabbeinu Shlom, good, that's the Rabbeinu Shlom's cheshbon. But the zmanim in the teva when it should rain. So memele, so we have a zman. So therefore we're toile, that if he said ada geshen, he means the zman when it should rain. There's no such thing as a zman kotzer. There's no zman. So since there's no mikubal dik is man, Zman akotzer, so memele, that is why the nether is totally when the pail will start being kaitzer. In Emerson, we have to understand what the Ran means. I understood that the Ran means that on this Mane Arivia we have a Mesoire when it should start raining, the Rivia Rishoni, the Rivia Shni, etc. So Memele, so that is Azman Yodua. Avol Kotzer Lo Yedinen Zmane. So I understood there's no zman kavua for kotzer, especially when a person is making a neder 5 months before the zman kotzer. That means the poildika kotzer perhaps is dependent on a lot of factors. It's dependent on the rain and the weather, etc. So since there's no zman kavua, perhaps the weatherman can give a hashore when the zman kotzer will be, but that doesn't mean a zman kavua. They can be off many times. So memeu, there's no zman kavua for kotzer. That's how I understood pshat in the Ran. But in Emerson, the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, "Avol kotzer lo yedinen zmane." If it would stop here, he would be good. But it goes further. Shakol lefi harotzeis. It's totally in each land. Sheyesh mevakreis v'yesh ma'achreis. So lechayre. So each land is different. There's the different lands. So fine. So what's the teretz? So if the arotz is the land which is mevaker, so memele that land has a zman. There's another land that's ma'acher. So wherever he was, so we go b'mokim that he made the neder. So there is a zman kavua. There's different lands. So each land is a different zman kavua. So So we're back where we started from. So why don't you say he really means Azman, if there is Azman Kavua for each land? If we will assume that Arotzis means Karkois, that means each Karkes Bazunder, that means that there's no Zman Kavua Bechlau. There are Karkois which are Mevake, there's Karkois which are Ma'acher. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah, the Kotzer at Sheyaschil Ha'om Likter? So when is the Hascholos Ha'om? We look at the Karkois Shebikru, the Karkois Sheichru. So it's very unclear what the Ran is saying. Let's go further. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a question. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a question. Eise es manu shol revi'om. What are the zmanim of the revi'ah? Habchire begimel. The first revi'ah reshoine is gimel ma'cheshven. Beinen is the Gribi Yishniyeh is Zayin Ma'cheshven. Afeilo, the last Gribiyeh, the Esre Mishloisha, Vivle Rameh, that's what Rameh holds. Rabbi Yudah Omer, a different Cheshven. Bishiva, the first Gribiyeh, is Shiva Ma'cheshven. Bishiva also, Ube Esre Mishloisha. Abyeisi yaima b'shiva oso b'esri m'shloisha b'chaydish kislev. V'chein hoye rabyeisi yaima ein ha'yichidim misanim hachi yegiye resh chaydish kislev. That means we'll see the union of the three zmanim is to know that if by the time of the third revi'ah it didn't rain, then they start fasting already. So that is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's the Zman of the Rabbi Shlishis. V'omrinen alo. So the Gemara says, V'shloima Revi'ah Rishayna. So there's three Revi'ahs. So my nafkamina, this is Zman of the first Revi'ah. V'shloima Revi'ah Rishayna Lishoyl. So when are you Shoyl the same Talamot Levrocha from the Revi'ah Rishayna? That's the Zman. Shlishis Lisanois. The third Rebbe, if no one does man is to fast. Yechidim start fasting. El Shnia Lamai. But the Shnia is, what's nafkamina when this man of the Rebbe is Shnia is? Omar Rabzeire, Lenoida. So Rabzeire said Lenoida, I said, that's the Mishnah, Anoida. Hachik Shomim is, so Mamelo, that's the Revi Yishniya. Vamrinen alo, keman oz lohodes anye, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oima, gishomim sheyoldu shiva yomim zechaze, atamoyne behem Revi Rishoyne ushniya. Keman, that means like this. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tainted to the Chachomim Eistes. He tainted them like this. I say it by Anoida, it means this man. You say it means when it's going to rain. That's what you say. Fine. There's a difference of opinion between both of us. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, but will be if the revere Shomim sheyoldu shiva yomim zechaze atamayne bem revir ishayne shniye. That means in the 7 day period, it was raining the first revir, and it was raining the second revir. Keman ke Rab Yosi. So this is going according to Rab Yosi. That means Rab Yosi holds that the first revi'ah is 17 days in Cheshvan, the second revi'ah is 23 days in Cheshvan, which is a 7 day period. Now, in this seven-day period, so Rav Shimon Gamliel tied it to the Chachomim, what if it's raining, it's rained straight for 7 days? So here you should be moided to me that he's permitted to drink wine already. Because the Revi, according to me, it doesn't have to rain for 7 days. It can stop raining on the sixth day already. The 7 day is this man Revi Yishniyah. You say no, it has to rain. It means it has to rain the seventh day. So good, but it's raining. It's rained 7 days straight. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Tainet, so here you should be moided to me. That when it'll come, Chav Gimel Cheshvin, and it's still raining, so Phil, according to you, it should be cold. It was the, and that ended already. Because it's raining. And Bemisin the Chav Machoilik Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's not called Rabbi Yishniyah. If it's one big Hemshech that started Yudzayin Ma'cheshvin, and it's still raining, it didn't stop raining, and it's still raining Chav Gimel, so this is not Rabbi Yishniyah, this is Rabbi Yerushayim. Fine. Al Koponim, so what's the Gemara's Kashe? So we'll see, the Ran says the Gemara's Kashe, the more understood, this machloikis, Rishim Gamliel, is speaking about that he said Ad HaGeshem. That's how the Gemara understood. Va'af al pikein, we see the Chachomim Machoilik. So the Gemara answers, Ahu da'omar Ad HaGeshomim. That's the Gemara's terms. Let us see in the Ran. Zog Teran. Meisvei. Bechira rishayna b'shloisha boi b'macheshven. Afeila achoyna ein echide misanen tamid echachomim ha-misanem u-mispalulim al-akshomim kidisnan b'perkame de taynis ha-ischilu ha-yechidem misanen. Lishoyl the Saint Talamoto Bibicha Sashonim. Lihisanais im Loyerdu. Lenaida Mloyordu. Lenaida Shimnoda Adakshami Mosad Rabishni. The Stam Kshami Rabishni Mashme Stam Ksham Shaim Mekad Temes Vuloy Macheres. That means it's not Mukdim, it's not Mukher, so that's Stam. Keman Ozlo Hod Sanya Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer Kshomim Sheyordu Shiva Yom Zerach Hazer Hatamoinim Lam Revi Rishayin Yishni Keman Krab Yosi. The Omer B'Yudzayin Abuchav Gimel. So Mamela in a 7 day period you have two Revi's. Dilu L'Rab Meir L'Kezayin Yom Be'i Rishayin L'Shni. It's Gimel and Zayin. Dilu L'Rab Yehudi Ketfei. There's more than 7 days. According to me, according to me, it doesn't depend at all when it rains. Elo bismano, according to me, the ikar is this man. But according to you, even though you hold it's only called as man yiridim, it's only called shomim when it starts raining, oidili mi is, the afa pishas cholos yiridosom oiso mitchilis rabbi yirishayne, but be made it to me. Since it started raining, it feels to be a shayna, v'loi posku, and even though there was no hafsik, v'loch idoli. The kibin shenim shuvad rabbi yishniya, tayris rabbi yishniya alay. V'shom lai zman nidrei, so the zman of the nether ended. V'kosal kedaito. So what's the fact? So that's the machloikis of Shimon Gamliel. And that's Machloikis Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachom. Because Al Kedaitach, the Gemara held,
the benoy de ad hageshem askinam. It's speaking about that he said ad hageshem docha bochay de inshi. Normally it's ad hageshem. Shomim is a psa amayuta de kolosh. So Mishloim, the Mishnah specified, he said, Adak Shomim. So then we hear Ramachloikis, the Tanekamer of Shimon Gamliel. But if we don't have any specifications, so Mistomer the Neder was Adak Geshem. And we still have here Ramachloikis of Shimon Gamliel on the Tanekam. That was the Gemara's Kasha and Rab Zeira. Misel Rav Zeira, Doma de Bada Geshem, Kula Moide, Datschkiz Manko, Maheich Omer Rav Shem Gamliel, Oide Le Mies, Umayir Ye Yodu, why do you have to say that it rained for 7 days, Afil Le Yodu Klau, Kiven De Chinoda, Ada Geshem, Omer, Begiz Man Shabi Shniel, Kula Alme, Sholim, Didrei. The Tarzinos, Rav Zeira answered, Ahu da Oma Adak Shomim Ploima. Yom Adageshem Enochenami, the Kulalma Ba'ad Shegi is Manzagi. Avol Hoche B'may Yaskin and Oma Adak Shomim. There's a Machloikis, so for Steitzach, it's talking about Adak Shomim. Zehu HaPeirish Anochen B'Shemuazu. This is the right pshat in the Sukkah. Aval acherim pirshu, a little different shot. The meikore Rav Zeira hochikom. Rav Zeira said as follows. Machloikis, we'll see in a minute, kloima, ki iflegu b'masnisin, umiu lekula alme ad revi eshniya mitzel. When is there a machloikis? It means the machloikis is the Rabbi Yishni means man Rabbi Yishni, the poil will be Rabbi Yishni, but everyone is moide that it's Rabbi Yishni. The kalam of Rabbi Yishni mitzvah, lamar at sheteire, lamar at shetegiye. Is davke kiyoma at hakshomim? That means kshomim is a loshen rabim. So that means the second revia. He says, "Doi choche," that it means revia shniya is ked kshomim. Avol oma at hageshen, at man kshomim koma, deine revia rishon. When it'll start raining. But what, when it'll start raining, lamar at sheteir, lamar at shetegiya davke. That means, not Rav Zeira is telling us, that is a zman, there's a lotion that everyone holds, it's totally in this man. And there's another lotion with such a thing. Now, the machloik is no chilik, if he said chomim, if he said geshem, there's a machloik is tanoim, does it mean the zman a geshem, or the yeridis a geshem? There's no difference. This whole shtik teira that the Ran had said, but this is the Ramzashtik Torah. So others learn Pshat as follows. The machloik is between the Chachomim and Shimon Gamliel is whenever we speak about Kshomim or Geshem, according to the Chachomim, it means when the poil will start raining, according to Shimon Gamliel means when the Zman is when it should start raining. But Rabbi Seir is saying another thing. Our Mishnah said that Sheyerdu Kshomim is Revi Yishniya. So Memela, that's what Rav Zeira said. Not the way the Ran said, because Stam Kshomim is Revi Yishniya. No, the Loshin Kshomim is Mashma Revi Yishniya. Because it's a Kshomim. So Kshomim means this is the second round of rain already. Then it's Revi Yishniya. But if he said, Ad Ageshem, then it means the first Revi. That's all what Rav Zeira is telling us. The Mishnah that said Revi Yishniya, it's because said Kshamim. But if he said Geshem, then it's the first Revi. That's all what Rav Zeira is telling us. What does the first Revi mean? Well, it depends. According to the Tanakhama, it means when the poil start raining the first Revi. According to Shimon Gamliel, it means Dizman Revi Rishoyne. But Geshem means Revi Rishoyne and Kshamim means Revi Yishniya. That's how others learn pshat in the Memra of Rabbi Zeira. Back if you're my adak shomim, avolama adak geshem, atzman kshomim koma, dahainu, the virishaina, when it starts raining. Lamar atzeterid, lamar atzetegia, davke. Vichyama machloikis, now the loshen machloikis is shver according to them. The same machloikis is by Rabbi Rishayna also. Amos machloikis tamad yisham avam regeshem as mangshem mikom. The loshen is very much mashma like the Ram, because according to the yesh meforshim, the machloikis is all over. Say adageshem and say adagshomim is a machloikis. Adageshem because stam is adageshem. Stamanoid is adageshem. Here it's a little more modern to understand the svar of the makshe. Means bishleim according to the Ram. So kshomim is like a modern loshen. It's like that's why I said chom darshin from the loshen. Shomim is a modern loshen. So memele. So Mistami didn't say kshomim. Mistami said geshem. He says we understand the kash a little, but he says no. It's being that he said kshomim. I mean, according to them, Mahechit Teishi should I say it means Geshem. If he wants to answer to the first Rabbi, he said Geshem. He wants to answer to the second Rabbi, he said Kshomim. So Mahechit Teishi speaking about that he didn't say Kshomim. And what was the Havamin of the Makshim? Mahechit Teishi said Geshem. There's no such thing as Ochaya de Milsa, because it matters till when he wants to answer. Let us see the Mishnah further. Koinim yayim sheni toyim lishono. Nisad bo hashone osel bo ubi ibur. If the shone became nisaber, it was osel bo ubi ibur. Let us just see the Ram on this bov of the Mishnah. Koinem yayim shani toim lishono v'nisab rashono oso bo biburo kvar kasavti lamaylo diki rebuse de tana de filo noida mitchilas hashon even though he made a neda mitchilas hashon kiven do oma hashon emrinen shona achas koma el oso bo u biburo dahinu yidgimul chaydish. I mean, there the answer is as follows. If he made a neder, Oishchayde Shvat, he said, Koinem Yayin Hashone, this year. So this year means till Tishrei. There's two others, but that's what this year means. Chiddush is that he said, he was by Rosh Hashone, by Tishrei, and he said, Koinem Yayin Hashone. Here it be a Havim, meaning he means like most years. It doesn't mean Bedavka this year. It means a year. Which is a year normally is 12 months. Kimna ma'ashon elemri neshon achas koma alo sabo bibur dan yidim buchaydish. Miu davke ba'oma ha'ashone. That is davke, we said ha'ashone. Inami shone zu. So it means this year, which is a leap year. Avo ba'oimer shone achas tam. But what he said, koinem shone achas tam. Ein chodesh or ibo bechlal, but he said shona achas. It means a year. Afal pi shoyse shona shenoda bo muberes. Sherei im loy noag bi isure shona zu. If he wasn't noig bi isure shona zu, mashlem l'shona habo habshuta. He said, what'll be? He said, koinem yayin shona achas. And he drank wine this year. So next year he won't be able to drink wine. Now, he said, Shona Achas. Shona Achas is a vague knias. 1 year I won't drink wine. He didn't say which year, he said 1 year. We'll see later, he should have als Erlich Yiddish of this year started not to drink wine, als Balta Acha, we'll see that. Well, that's Frumes Acha. But Al Kaponim, let's speak about the Etzem Neder. The Etzem Neder is a Parve Neder. That 1 year I won't drink wine. So if he did not drink wine, if he drank wine this year, so next year he won't drink wine. Now, next year, when he won't drink wine, how many months doesn't he have to drink wine? Let's see, for 12 months. So this year it should be a different, it's one other. So, Al-Kochoch, just like the Kiyum of Shona Achas, and next year will be a 12-month period, so who had in the Kiyum of Shon Achas, and this year is also a 12-month period. That's what the Ran says. Abu Boime Shon Achas Tam, Ein Chaydeshi Bebachlau. Abu Bishoy Shon Shonoda Bo Mober, Shereim Le Noag Bisur Shonazu, Masl Mashon Abo Pshuta. Even though he's not allowed to do this, the kabalta acha, that's frumes acha, aber the kimin shim icher, mishalim bishon acheres, arei loy hukva nidroi bishon ezu shimu beres. The neder was not hukva bishon ezu shimu beres. Hilkach afilu kiyem oisa Shonazu and Chaydish Ibu Bechlau. That's what this is a Rashba that says this. Before we go further, I'd like to mention Chedusha Rab Reuven in Sakhlis Nedorim, Simon Beis, he asks a Moiridike Kasha on this Rashba. He says, Vehine benidre iser, bada iker anedohu, mashachal din iser, bahachevze. That is an iser on the chevze. That's kainomis. Vochinami, bahashone shemekayim nidroi. The shona that he is mekayim the neder, so chloime shachal iser b'hachefze. So mistoma that year, wherever that year, whenever that year will come about, so on that year there's an iser chefze on yayim. Ulamay de kayim lonshi eshmila b'kenomis ki kedush eshmila b'yayim b'shonai. Ubahad Arashbe, in the case of the Arashbe, Harevadi Shein Tzorch Oit Kabbalah Shniya Shiyochel Yisrael Chepse Bayayin. That means it's not necessary to be Mekabal again when the Neder should be Chal. He said, Koinim Yayin Shona Achas. Doesn't say, he has to say anything else. Elokosh Loishos the Yayin B'shona Rishoyna, B'shona Acheres Kaim B'zeza Nidrei. Finish. If he doesn't drink wine, and a year passed by, he was mekayim the neder. Bal kochach tzoch loyma, bal yedei nidrei horishin kval chal isachevze ba yayin bezu ashana shleishos a yayin. So you have to say the neder was chal in the year that he doesn't drink wine. He doesn't say anything else anymore. You only did new kabbalah. Bezu kosher. Fakt rabuven amir v'kekasher. So, between you and me, when was the neder chal? A neder is a misachevze. Made a misachevze, there's a kedusha, there's meila. When was the neder chal? V'zu koshe, shehaychi goli milsa, itay mashele, shose yayim b'shonezu, shal shonezu, oisach aloise isachevze. How could it work like that? If he won't drink wine, if he drank wine the first year, and he didn't drink wine the second year, so the neder was chal in the second year. If he drank wine both years, it's on the third year. I mean, how does this work? It's a modern maisa. ואם משום דכוונוס לכשארצה, he said, no, the Aleph to understand, he means, since he said, Shada Achaz, so he means, which year? The year I'll decide. So if he decides the first year, it's the first year, if the second year, the second year. She says, in Ken Leke Balta Acha, she has some early Kekasha, the Gemara says, and that Gimel Omet Beis, if a person says, Lukhshaerze, there's no Balta Acha. That means, if a person says stam, so there's a chiyuv, he has to be mizaris himself, there's a nimbal ta'acha. But if he said l'sha'elze, so what do you want? Till I don't want, there's no chiyuv on me. Amar de kekash. B'tzorech loymar, so Rabuven says, shegam benidre isa, ikre trei mili bahaneder. That when, by Nidra Yisrael, there are two chalokim. Chodesh emekabel al atzmoy shei olav Yisrael l'shona achas. That is mekabel, we mentioned a few times already, that in every Yisrael chepsa, there's an Yisrael gavra also. This mekabel is going to do what he made. It'll be mekabel, it'll be mekayim what he did. He's making a chalois isa chepsa. Baladin ha-sheini hainu chalois isa chepsa hu de kavanose ishe tocheril v'kshe yirtze. V'isnaik b'isa shti yishayim. So he says it splits. Amor v'kizach. That means the nether is Koinim, if he said that he made a koinim yayin shona achas, so there's a koinim for 1 year. So the isachepse, when is the isachepse chal? Whenever I'll decide. That's how it works. Whenever I'll decide, that's when the isachepse is chal. But there's a chiyuv gavra also, that I won't drink wine a year. Now, in the Chiyuv Gavre, he did not specify L'she'erze. Koinim, I won't drink wine a year. So that's just like a Re'el I love Kolb, which he didn't give his man when he's going to bring the Kolb. And that the Torah said, Taki, you didn't give his man, but you have to be Mizaris yourself. He can't be Ma'achi Yochiyuv. So the Baal Ta'acher is on the Gavre Dike Yischaivis, which was a Yischaivis Tomeh. And the Koinam though, the Koinam which can float around and fluctuate, the Koinam is Taka L'Sha'erze. That's Taka L'Sha'erze. Whenever I'll decide, so that year the Koinam is Chal. That's he wants to say Pshat and Rashi.